Well, so pleased to have her worship. Mayor Cynthia Block joining us for a few minutes this morning. Now, last time we got to talk to you, Mayor Block, you guys were in city budget mode, and it's all said and done with now. So are you guys happy over at City Council with the budget?
You know, I mean, these are always tough decisions to balance, you know, the services that residents need and the cost of those, you know, against trying to keep that budget as low as possible in terms of the impact to property taxpayers. So I think that we found the balance that we could. And, you know, I think that, you know, community safety is really on the minds of many residents and businesses in Saskatoon. And I think that we've moved the dial in terms of supporting additional security in our business districts. And just overall, I feel like we are you know, better equipped in terms of supporting the community in that way.
Fantastic. We're starting to feel a full blast of winter now. We got snow on the way this week here. The days are starting to get colder too. So yeah, let's talk about how we can help out city crews with snow removal in our neighborhoods.
Well, first and foremost, I think it would be really great for all of your neighbors if everyone could please clean their sidewalks. I have noticed in my own neighborhood, there's lots of folks that I'm not sure if they don't know about it or what the case is, but it is certainly a big help to your neighbors if everyone cleans their sidewalk. And maybe just a reminder that, you know, city crews generally don't go into neighborhoods, but what we can do is, you know, be a good snow angel and look after our neighbors in that regard and try not to put the snow on the road because that just makes it harder for everyone.
For sure. And as we see the days get colder here, what are we doing to help our people who are unhoused this winter?
The good news right now is that the provincial government has been a strong partner with Saskatoon in assuring us that we will have drop-in centers for people who are unhoused, and that is 365 days a year. And right now I'm happy to report that we have facilities set up both downtown and in the Ripisdale Pleasant Hill neighborhood that will support both men and women who are unhoused. And, you know, that's not the solution. But for now, I'm grateful that there's a place for them to go where they're safe.
Right on. I'm going to throw a fastball on you here. We didn't talk about this one earlier, but how about the Outskirts Music Festival that just got announced here to Saskatoon with Jelly Roll coming, Third Eye Blind and all that? It's going to be a great kind of concert festival season here next summer. I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Well, it's going to be a fabulous 2026 for entertainment in Saskatoon. And this is just another feather in the cap of Saskatoon and an opportunity for us to showcase our prairie hospitality and the unique, amazing city that is Saskatoon. So I think that's really exciting. The last time Jelly Roll was here, my understanding is that it was one of the biggest sellouts ever. So I'm looking forward to that indeed.
Right on. And I know we're also looking forward to the holidays here coming up. So what are your plans for the holidays and any traditions that you have in your family that you can maybe share with us?
Great question, Ben. Well, it will be a quiet Christmas with the kids and I and the dog, and we will probably be at the cabin, I hope. And I think one of the strong traditions that we continue to carry are all of the ornaments on our Christmas tree are collected over the course of probably my lifetime and theirs.
That's awesome.
And we continue to honor that, and we honor the people that have passed, and we put those on the tree as well. And it just really feels like the right thing to do at Christmas for us.
That's awesome. Our tradition in our house now is the elf on the shelf. So we've got her grilling up some burgers on a little grill rack here this morning today. That crazy
so
elf
fun.
Of ours. Yeah.
So fun. How old are your kids, Ben?
They are 7 and 4.
Oh, the best. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for Santa.
Yeah. We are pumped. And we just actually put our letter in the mailbox yesterday to Santa, too. So pretty
good
happy.
Good job. Way to go. Very organized family. I love it.
That's my wife. That's not me. There you go.
There you go.
We're Worship Mayor Cynthia Block. Thanks for joining us for a few moments this morning.
My pleasure.